The Supplication on Fridays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, the first before the bringing forth and the giving of life, and the last after the annihilation of all things. The All-Knowing who forgets not him who remembers him, and decreases not him who thanks him, and disappoints not him who supplicates him, and cuts not off the hope of him who hopes in him. O Allah, I call thee to witness, and thou art sufficient witness. And I call to witness all thy angels, and the inhabitants of thy heavens, and the bearers of thy throne, and thy prophets, and thy messengers, whom thou hast sent out, and the various kinds of creatures thou hast brought forth, that I bear witness that thou art Allah. There is no God but thou, thou alone, who hast no associate nor any equal, and thy word has no failing nor any change. And that Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, is thy servant and thy messenger. He delivered to the servants that with which thou charged him, and he struggled for Allah as is his due. And he gave the good news of the truth of reward, and he warned of the veracity of punishment. O Allah, make me firm in thy religion as long as thou keepst me alive, and make not my heart to swerve after thou hast guided me, and give me mercy from thee. Surely thou art the giver. Bless Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, and make me one of his followers and his partisans, and muster me in his band, and give me the success of accomplishing the obligatory observance of Friday, and performing the acts of obedience which thou hast made incumbent upon me within it, and receiving the bestowal which thou hast apportioned for its people on the day of recompense. Thou, only thou, art the mighty ones.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. I invite you to be with us, because today we're going to speak about the behavior and social interaction of a believer.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath, I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please leave you, is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so. I love you so. I love you so.
Today, Thursday, is the 27th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the first of the month of Day, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 22nd of December, 2022, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment of today's special by recitation of Chapter Al-Furqan, verses 73-74.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والذين إذا ذكروا بآيات ربهم لم يخروا عليها صما وعميانا.
And those who, when reminded of the verses of their Lord, do not fall upon them deaf and blind.
والذين يقولون ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما.
And those who say, Our Lord, grant us from among our wives and offspring comfort to our eyes, and make us an example for the righteous.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Acts of worshipping and having insight are attributes of the servants of the Beneficent. They knowingly follow religion. Therefore, this noble verse mentioned the 11th attributes of theirs, which is to have an ear that can hear and an eye that can see at the time effacing with Allah's revelations. Certainly, it does not refer to the deeds of pagans, for they do not even pay attention to Allah's verses. But it refers to hypocrites, or those apparently Muslims, who blindly and deeply follow Allah's verses while they neither understand its reality and find its depth, nor they know Allah's purpose, nor they think about it, nor do they practically use it through inspiration in their life.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? Doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light that guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
Still, our topic is the behavior and social interaction of a believer. Good behavior provides us with a stable and flawless set of values that remain unaltered under all circumstances. Moreover, by making the pleasure of Allah the object of man's life, the highest and noblest objective is set before humanity. Islam's fundamental attitude toward life, the universe, and man's place therein determines the real and ultimate goal, which should be the object of all the endeavors of mankind, and which may be termed briefly as seeking the pleasure of Allah. Good behavior is a collective name for voluntary actions. A voluntary action is an action that a man could have done differently if he had so chosen. Allah has created us and given us countless gifts so that we may live happy and peaceful life. Good behavior stipulates for man a system of life that is based on all good and is free from all evil. It is therefore our duty to thank him and worship him. Mm-hmm.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The topic of our discussion today is about the code of conduct for a Muslim. So the next feature that we are going to talk about is trust and honesty. One of the most important and obvious characteristics expected from the follower of the school of Ahlul Bayt and the believers are two high qualities of trustworthiness and honesty. These two qualities that our dear Prophet of Islam Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was famous with. All the people of Mecca and Medina testified that Muhammad was Amin, that Muhammad and Amin was a famous, let's say, attribute of the Holy Prophet. So these two characteristics are so important that the basis of coherence and peace of any society can be established by strengthening and promoting them among the members of the society, solving their problems and ensuring the prosperity of the societies. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam sent a special message to some of his companions in this regard, apart from giving general advice to the general followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt. His dedication to promoting and reviving these two human and moral qualities among the Shias makes their place among all the desirable qualities and moral virtues clear.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Today, when we look at Muslim code of behavior, we reach to honesty. In today's world, people do not think of lying and being dishonest as a big sin. However, both of them are forbidden in Islam. Honesty is a beautiful moral virtue of a human personality, and it is one of the major attributes that a Muslim must possess. A person's demeanor matters the most when he speaks, as it is the reflection of his attitude. It is of great importance that the Muslim learns good manners and treats everyone humbly. Islam is a such beautiful religion. It keeps the person with good manners on the same level as the person who spends his nights in sujood. Twice about repelling evil, because that is one point which leads us to one of the factors of social behavior. By the grace of Allah, surges of adrenaline enable us to react swiftly to stress and danger. However, as with our other abilities, we have the choice to employ this wisely and appropriately or to squander it on foolishness. Fortunately, in civilized society, we rarely need to avail ourselves of this risk-facing enhancement other than in extreme sports. So it clearly makes sound sense for us to control our aggressive and unpredictable urges. A society in which aggression included induced stress is constantly met by reciprocal aggression must be the closest thing to hell that we can imagine. The ability to restrain anger not only signifies a refined and developed psyche, but control and self-denial are also prerequisites for spiritual development. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the epitome of courage and bravery, is reported to have said, "The most courageous are those who manage to control their ego's desires."
Oh. روي عن سيدنا ومولانا الإمام جعفر بن محمد الصادق عليه الصلاة والسلام. This hadith has been narrated in many books, references of hadith in the school of Ahlul Bayt on the authority of Imam As-Sadiq. He narrates this hadith from his father, his grandfather, his great-grandfather, from Amir al-Mu'mineen, from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That every believer, to qualify to be called mu'min, believer, has to have 8 characteristics and qualities. 8 moral and spiritual characteristics and qualities and traits. يَنْبَغِي لِلْمُؤْمِنِ أَن تَكُونَ لَهُ ثَمَانُ خِصَالٍ. If I call myself mu'min, then I have to play by the rules. These are the requirements. These are the basic requirements. Otherwise, I'm a Muslim. God says to the Arabs in the beginning, when they joined the club, immediately, oh, I'm a mu'min. God says, no, don't say. قالت الأعراب آمنا. They said, we are mu'mins. Don't say. Don't say, I am mu'min. ولكن قولوا أسلمنا. Yeah, we said, لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. It's easy. 2 words are very easy. But iman is commitment. Iman is transformation. Change yourself. Change your behavior. Change your mentality. Change your approach. Change your akhlaq. Change your manner. And adopt these qualities, then you are mu'min. Then you are qualified to say, I am mu'min. Number 1. وَقُورًا عِنْدَ الْهَزَاهِزِ. Dignified and solemn and sober-minded at the time of tragedies and difficulties and a crisis. He or she does not lose himself. He is firm. وَقُور. Dignified. Number 2. صَبُورًا عِنْدَ الْبَلَاءِ. Perseveres during the time of affliction. شَكُورًا عِنْدَ الرَّخَاءِ. Grateful and thankful at the time of ease and peace and comfort and affluence. Number 4, قَانِعًا بِمَا رَزَقَهُ اللَّهُ. Accepting to what God has given him.
That was all from today's special. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. Till then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
Crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were like, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and a special hello to our Christian listeners, for the benefit of whom we present a wonderful passage found in the Islamic text that evoked the prophecy of Jesus in the Gospel of St. John regarding the Paraclete, or the last and greatest of God's messenger, whom Ayah 6 of Surah Saf of the Holy Quran specifically says is Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Thus I charge you, O son of Mary, that you bring news to the children of Israel of the master of the messengers and my most endeared, who is Ahmad, having a red camel and a face like the moon, who is a shining light, a pure heart, courageous, venerably modest. Verily, he is a mercy to the worlds and master of the children of Adam on the day of his meeting me, the most honored of the foremost and the last of the messengers from me.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith, which has been transmitted from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam. This hadith is about the person who refrains from fulfilling the need and the request of his brother in faith. As you know, none of us are completely self-sufficient. All of us have needs. And this is one of the reasons why human beings came together in the first place and formed societies, because no person can fulfill all of his needs on his own. You know, there has to be somebody who, you know, makes bread. There has to be somebody who, you know, sews the clothes. There has to be somebody who takes care of the government. And there has to be this distribution of labor, right? So that all of the needs of every human being can be fulfilled and secured. Right? And, you know, in normal situation, you know, this is, these needs, we fulfill our needs through monetary means. You know, for example, you want a piece of bread, you go to the bread maker, you pay him the money, he gives you the bread. But what happens, you know, but at the same time, we know that, you know, a lot of times it's not that simple. You know, there is poverty in society, there is illness in society. A lot of people don't have those means to secure the needs that they have. So, you know, as human beings who live in society, you know, in order to kind of fulfill this whole, the whole purpose and rationale of society, we have to help one another secure one another's needs. Let's look at this beautiful hadith from Imam Baqir alayhi salam and see what the Imam said about this matter. Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, "Whichever Muslim comes to another Muslim's house to visit or to seek a need and asks permission to enter, but he does not come out to meet him." Right? So let's say that, you know, somebody comes to your house and he rings the doorbell and, you know, you ask him from behind the door, you know, "What purpose have you, do you have, you know, for coming to meet me?" And he says, "Oh, I needed some help with regards to something, or I just came to visit you," but you do not let him in. He said, "No, I'm busy," or, you know, "I'll come back another time." In this case, the Imam says, "The curse of Allah will continuously be upon that Muslim host until they meet again." Right? You know, so until that person comes back later on and this person doesn't allow him to come inside, allows him to come inside, until that time, you know, Allah will continuously curse this person and, you know, his situation will not be very good and prosperous. Right, so it behooves us, and it's we should, you know, help one another in, you know, the very needs that we have. And this not necessarily means that, you know, if somebody has something, you know, and needs some money, we give him a loan or something. It could be so simple as, you know, let's say that your friend, right, he gets a flat tire and he says, "Hey, can you come out and help me change my tire?" You go out and help him, you get some sawab. So we should think in broader terms with respect to this topic. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the result and consequences of not fulfilling the needs of another brother in faith. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
قد عودتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I really welcome you all. Here again, we have some of the students of Sevier International School, and I want to say hello and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, brothers. How are you? Hassan, how are you?
Fine, sir.
Fine, inshallah. Okay, great. Fawad Haider?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, thank you. Ali Nasir?
Alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah, how are you, sir?
Okay, that's great. Alhamdulillah. And Hussein Ruhullah?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Okay, alhamdulillah, everyone is here fine. And we hope, inshallah, our brothers and sisters who are listening to us right now on IRIB English Radio, I hope, inshallah, you are well and fine. So, Ali Nasir, what do you think? Today, inshallah, we have to work on Ayah 159 of Surah Al-Baqarah, right?
Yes.
Okay, so, Ayah 159 of Surah Al-Baqarah on page 24 of Quran Al-Kareem. Brothers and sisters, make sure you have your Quran with you. Before we start, let's everyone listen to the recitation of this Ayah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Innal ladhina yaktumuna ma anzalna minal bayyinati wal huda min ba'di ma bayyanahu lin-nas fil kitab. أولئك يلعنهم الله ويلعنهم اللاعنون.
So, I will recite, Hassan, you and your friends. Well, inshallah, listen and practice. All right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Ready, everyone?
Yes, sir.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
إن الذين يكتمون ما أنزلنا من البينات والهدى من بعد ما بيناه للناس
إن الذين يكتمون ما أنزلنا من البينات والهدى من بعد ما بيناه للناس
في الكتاب أولئك يلعنهم الله
من بعد ما بيناه للناس في الكتاب أولئك يلعنهم الله
أولئك يلعنهم الله ويلعنهم اللاعنون
أولئك يلعنهم الله ويلعنهم اللاعنون
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Allah Almighty bless you, inshallah. إن الذين يكتمون ما أنزلنا من البينات والهدى. Indeed, those who conceal, those who hide what we have sent down of manifest proofs and guidance, okay? من بعد ما بيناه للناس في الكتاب, after we have clarified it in the book for mankind. أولئك يلعنهم الله. Those who do this, those who conceal these things, those who do not care about these things, أولئك, they shall be cursed. يلعنهم الله. Allah Almighty will be will curse them. Okay, will send. We say لعنت. Okay. And ويلعنهم اللاعنون. And they will be cursed by the cursors. Okay. All. So. The main point in this ayah is that in the next coming ayahs, okay, verses, like in verse 160, One, okay, Allah Almighty will say this, that إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا لَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابُ وَلَا هُمْ يُنظَرُونَ. So they will have عذاب, okay? In the next coming ayahs, Allah Almighty will say, explain it very clearly, okay? So in this ayah, Allah Almighty says, those who conceal what we have sent down from Bayyina, from Huda, Hidayat, guidance, okay? If they conceal this, okay, Allah Almighty will curse them. Now Allah Almighty cursed them, of course they are in hellfire. Okay? Why? Because everything is clear. Come on. 124,000 prophets, imams, these books, okay, evidences, they are clear. So if you know them and you still do not believe, okay, it's you do not believe because of, not because of really there is a reason that you do not believe, okay? Yes? You do not believe because of the wealth of the dunya. Because, for example, if you become a Muslim, if you become a mu'min, yeah, materialistic you are, okay? If you become, for example, a mu'min, okay? So you can't be a materialistic person. You can't, for example, no, religion doesn't say this. You can be a mu'min, you can be so wealthy. You can be a mu'min, you can have a lot of money. Yes? You can be a mu'min, you can have a lot of buildings. There is nothing wrong with this. Only you should have them in a legal way. People say that if we pray, oh, we don't have much time to pray. Come on. In the middle, for example, in midday, okay? Oh, for example, a customer comes to you, for example, in your shop, okay? So it's prayer time. Adhan is being announced, okay? You hear Adhan. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah. Go to prayer. Stop selling and buying, okay? So, but if you do say, come on, it's not a good time. Prayer, I have customer. If I do not sell him something, I can't get money. So, yeah, if you do so because of wealth, because of money, because of dunya, if you sell your akhira for dunya, you have done something bad and you have lost. You are among the losers. Okay? Allah Almighty curse these kind of people. They do not care about akhirah. So they do not care about these things. So, وَيَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّاعِنُونَ. Whoever can curse, will curse them. Because literally, okay, akhirah is more important than dunya. It doesn't mean that you should not care about dunya. Care about both of them, okay? But in a way, not to lose your akhirah for dunya. Got it? قَلْبٌ بِالْحَقِّ تَعَلَّقْ وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
Guys, the important tajweed rules are here that inshallah will mention, but I have to tell you for more explanation about the tafsir interpretation. Actually, we had a short one. And it's not enough. So really, I recommend you to refer to the Tafasir book, the Hadith book, okay, for the interpretations. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْتُمُونَ مَا أَنزَلْنَا. Wherever we have an important rule, I will mention. مَا أَنزَلْنَا. Okay? We have had our classes for a long time, so we do not pay attention to those little and easy ones, okay? For example, الَّذِينَ, of course, you should be able to pronounce it correctly, the letter ذَال, yes? الَّذِينَ. So it was in the very first sessions we mentioned.
Yes.
يَكْتُمُونَ مَا أَنزَلْنَا. Nun ساكين, yes. إخفى. Here we have ZA, إخفى. Hide the sound of Nun when you have ZA. ZA, DAL, ذَال, SIN, SHIN, صاد. Those rest of the letters, not from those three first groups, okay? The group of Yarmulun letters, Ba, the group of Izhar letters, okay? The rest of the letters, you have to apply the rule Ikhfa. Ma anzalna, right? Hide yes. The sound. How about ma? There is a mad. How about that mad? Is that wajib or jais?
Jais.
Why? Because?
Because the
Hamzatul Wasl is not in the same word with mat letter. Mat letter is? Sorry, Hamzatul Qat'h. Mat letter is ma, that alif. Hamza is not in the same word. It's in another word. So they are in two separate words. It will be munfasil, two separate words. And the mad is not wajib. It is
jaiz.
Ma anzalna. You can say. Ma anzalna. You can prolong both ways. No problem. Min al-bayyinati wal-huda min huda alif maqsura. Okay?
Yes.
It's not hudayi. Hudayi. Huda.
Huda.
Min ba'di. Nun sakin plus ba. Group of iqlab. Yes. The rule iqlab. Changing will be applied here. How changing?
You will change nun to meme.
Ah, a meme sound. Okay. Half hide and meme sound. Yeah. Like your mouth, your lips should not touch
each other.
Little space should be there, okay?
Yes.
Like you can blow some air out. Min. Look, nun is changing to a meme sound. Min. Min. But do not pronounce meme completely because lips will touch. Min. There is a little space if you see. Min ba'di. Right? Ma bayyannahu linnasi. The rule of nun mushaddad, mim mushaddad, you know, okay? You have to produce a nasal sound and also for two counts.
Yes.
Prolong them. Fil kitabi. The word la, if you see on the top of kitab, what does it say?
Does it don't stop.
Don't stop, okay? I have to read, continue, because it changes the meaning. So fil kitabi. Ula'ika yal'anuhumu. يَلْعَنُهُمُ يَلْعَنَهُمُ نُو يَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّهُ Allah is pronounced heavily. Why? Because Dhamma sound is before. If there is a kasra, you pronounce it lightly, yes? بِسْمِ اللَّهِ وَيَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّاعِنُونَ Listen up. Everyone, let's listen again to the recitation of this ayah, okay? And we'll finish.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يكتمون ما أنزلنا من البينات والهدى من بعد ما بيناه للناس في الكتاب أولئك يلعنهم الله ويلعنهم اللاعنون.
Thank you so much, brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for being with us in this session. Inshallah, we really recommend you stay with us in the coming sessions as well. So, brothers, any question?
No.
Nothing?
No.
Wish you good luck, inshallah. Stay safe. Take care, okay? We'll see you, inshallah, in the coming sessions. Thanks to IRIB English Radio. Thanks to Xavier International Schools Network for cooperations. See you. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان
This is Back to Reality.
Back to Reality. It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Dear listeners, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Back to Reality. This is Asma, your humble host. Once more, I have the privilege to be here with two very dear guests, Sister Zainab and Sister Bita. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. Thank you, Sister Asma.
Thank you for being here.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you. Today I'm really happy that I have the honor to be here with you two and our dear listeners.
Thank you. And we have the pleasure to have you both in here.
Thank you.
So now, as the ritual of this program, I would like you to give us a very brief introduction about yourself.
All right. I am Zainab Askari, and I am done with Master's in Linguistics from Kashmir University, and then I came to Iran, and I'm studying in the seminary school right now.
So I wish you luck. And you, Sister Vita?
I'm Vita, a medical student who is really interested in that sort of discussions.
They say you can't pretend forever. Is it true?
It could be. Pretending is difficult because wearing a mask for every single aspect of your life, every time, everywhere, with everyone, it is difficult. But it's not impossible, I think. You know, there are some people who have the art of pretending. And unfortunately, this is the reality that we are facing in the social world and everywhere we go. There are some people who are pretending to be good people, but deep inside, they're not good people.
They're rabble-rousers.
Yeah, exactly. And even they don't think that what they are doing is good. You know, the thing I want to tell you is that sometimes they are doing something which is good, which is acceptable, but deep in themselves, they hate doing this. And this is disaster because you are showing a paradoxical identity of yourself. Mm-hmm. And there is absolutely cure for this, but it's really difficult to cure these kind of habits.
Being a spontaneous person is very good. You know, these people can never pretend because everything seems, just imagine, they are this volcano that suddenly is going to explode.
Yeah.
So this impulsiveness is something good, I guess.
But pretending is sometimes a necessity.
And because you said it already, you said it's an art. I would say it's a skill. Pretending is a skill that not many people have it. But those who have it, they have it perfectly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree. But as you asked, Sister Bita, can one pretend forever? I don't think so, because it comes with lies.
Yeah.
And you can't lie forever. And it's been proven that a person who lies, he has to lie. He has to lie different times for a particular thing. And then he himself does not remember what I lied before just to achieve this thing. And now he has to lie again.
Yeah.
You are talking about pretending like it is something really strange in another planet.
No, it's
realistic. Haven't you ever pretended?
Let's ask Sister Bita.
Yeah.
Did you ever pretend?
Of course. Of course I did. You know, there were many times that I was really, for example, sad, but I pretended to be happy because I didn't want to transfer this vibe of sadness to other people.
You know, I also try pretending, but it is clear on my face.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I do try to pretend.
You're that
but then
person.
My eyes will reveal everything.
I know,
and I'm very sad with myself why I don't have that ability to hide it.
Actually, it depends. My mother always will understand that I'm pretending, but no one else does. Actually,
really, yes, mothers have that ability.
I don't know why, but they have.
They have it intuitively, you know?
Exactly.
Sister Zainab would know more about that, right?
Because you're a mother.
When your children pretend, you know that they're pretending.
Of course I know. I have the sixth sense.
How could you understand, really? This is my question.
It's intuitive.
They are part of me. They are a part of me. So I know when they're pretending. I know when they want what. So people mostly pretend, like you since asked about children. They mostly pretend because they want to get something. Out of that pretending. So a mother knows what her child needs every time.
I would ask all the listeners and us to go for a short break, and we'll be back with the reasons of pretending. Welcome back to your listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Back to Reality. We are talking about pretentious people. And why do we pretend?
because I didn't find my true self. It is because my age or something. But sometimes I lose myself, you know. It's like, okay, there is no one like me with my, I don't know, physical features and so on. And I have to make it. And this making it is somehow misunderstood with the pretending something. Pretending a model, pretending an idol, pretending a celebrity, whatever. And I think this problem comes from not understanding who really you are and what are your interests and so on. And I think the solution to not pretending in some ages, like, I don't know, teenage or something, it's that you have to go search for your interests, your, I don't know, features, your persona, and so on. And I think this is a good answer too.
That is very true. I can understand what you're saying. You know, even at the age of 40, there are some people who are that old, but still they do not know who they are.
Yeah.
And since they are imitating other people, they have to pretend.
Exactly.
They have to put some masks on their face. And they suffer, yes. They suffer and they make other people around them suffer as well. Because they are lost. They do not know what to do.
Well, I do it when I want to sound more professional. But I have to pretend to be more professional, to show those professional skills out there. And I use it at the times when I don't want every third person to know what I'm going through. Because I think that not every third person is going to understand me.
Yeah, that is very true.
They're not going to, because they have not been through the situation that I am right now. And if you're not able to pretend at that time, people are going to ask you over and over again and again. We want to know what's wrong with you and all. But you know yourself that there's no one, except Allah, at that particular time. Allah is always going to understand you, number one, because sometimes we think that there's some other best friend who can understand me in this material world. So, but you don't want every third person to get...
Exactly, that's very true. It's not always the solution to go and spill it out to all the other people. And you know what? Now we talked about the reasons of pretending. Sometimes it's to attract attention. Sometimes it's because I don't have a strong characteristics. Sometimes I just want other people to see the other face of me. I just don't want them to know the true me. Now, let me just ask this question. Is there any goodness in pretending? Is there any good usage for pretending?
Of course it is. Following whatever my sister told up to here, I want to tell you that one of the goodness of this pretending is in your professional job. Mm-hmm. You know, there are some people who doesn't have the kind of this differentiation between their job and their own kind of emotional life, you know?
Yeah.
And this is a disaster, I think. Because when you don't pretend in your job that, for example, you are not sad or something, everybody will come to you and ask you, okay, what happened and so on. And your job will be lost at that time. And I think this is the responsibility that you have to carry. When you are in a job, when you are on the radio, when you are wherever, you have to be happy. You have to be, I don't know, content about wherever you are.
See, let me tell you, this pretend. Way. See, sometimes even the husband, when he goes to home, he shouldn't reveal his problems at work. He shouldn't bring them to home. And then the wife, when she's working outside, she shouldn't come to home with her problems. When you have a problem with your mother and you're going to your own home that you're living with your husband and your children, you shouldn't take your personal problems into your home. Because as human beings, we have responsibility toward other people, toward every single person. If I treat my mother bad because I had a fight with my friend, then this is bad. This is so wrong.
Yeah.
If I do the other way, I have a problem at home, then I treat other people at job, at a school, at university, whatever. I treat them bad, then this is my bad. I shouldn't do it. Because we have to consider that as a human being, we have different responsibilities. And accordingly, we have to act with people.
Well, let me add something. Pretending doesn't mean that you cannot speak about that or that problem with, for example, your husband and your wife or something. I mean, you shouldn't let this pretending endure your soul or something.
Yeah.
You have to have a balance about pretending and not nagging and, you know, share your problems with other people. And have their advice.
Yeah. What do you say, sister?
That's cool. Like, you know, not to be a nagging personality, not to be that telling over and over things again and again. You know, no solution is going to be coming out of it. So you have to act sometimes to be pretending. But where does it go wrong, Sister Asma? Like, we have been, so far, I think we have been talking about the good parts of the story. But it goes wrong, it comes, rather, when it comes at, sometimes it comes at a point when people misunderstand you as maybe as a good person, and you don't want that thing to be lost, you don't want that thing to be faded away, so you pretend, yes, this good thing was done by me, good deed was done by me, I am that good person. But you're not actually. You have to be actually very straightforward. If someone misunderstood you as something like you did a kind favor to someone and you were not the person behind it, tell it. Maybe it will increase your respect. The person will find that you're more honest. So I think pretending does not always come in a positive way. It has negative impacts as well.
Of course, yeah. Mostly, generally, it is negative, but sometimes it could come in some positive ways as
well. That we talked about.
Now, let's go for a short break.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
In here, we were discussing pretending. We actually went through so much of facts, reasons, and is there any solution for it?
Balance is the main solution here, you know. You shouldn't have this vibe that I'm pretending, and because the other person will be suffering from this kind of pretending that you have. You have to avoid this. If you are at a situation that you have to pretend, and pretending is the good part of the situation, you have to know how to pretend. And I think when you know how to pretend, you know when you should pretend, and this is the solution.
Yeah, so have a balance. One of the solutions.
Exactly. Yeah, have a balance. And I think we should have that balance in this skill only in terms of when the goal is a positive goal, when I don't want other people to be sad, when I don't want...
Exactly.
But it should not be like I don't have to be practicing this skill when my goal is negative, when I want to be a hypocritic personality, when I want to show people who I am not actually... So that time I definitely don't have to practice this skill, because the hypocrites are the most hated people in the way of Prophet, peace be upon him, in the eyes of Ahlul Bayt, and obviously in
you
the eyes of Allah.
You are mentioning a very important point. The hypocrite people are not loved, and you know they cause too much of inflictions to other people.
I asked her in the beginning, if you pretend, where do you pretend? She said, I pretend to be happy when I'm sad, because I don't want the other people to be sad.
Exactly, yeah. This was all the time that we had for today's episode. We actually talked about pretending. We said that there are too much of reasons for pretending. Some people need to attract the attention of others. Some people want to get a job. They pretend to be so punctual. They pretend to be so responsible, but they are not. We also talked about the positive sort of pretending. Sometimes I don't feel good, but I have guests. I have too much of people around me, so I shouldn't bring them into my trouble. Therefore, I wear a mask, which is not actually my true face, but then I do it to save others. There must be a just reason for it. And then we talked about the solutions. We have to keep the balance. We have to focus on the very fact that pretending is different from being hypocrite. And actually, if you go too extreme in pretending, then you would turn into a hypocrite person, which is going to cause too much of problems and difficulties for other people. And then Allah is not going to be satisfied with us. So there's no problem to be yourself.
And sometimes when you want to achieve something through pretending, you can achieve that being honest.
Exactly. That's very true. And trust me, if you are going to achieve something by too much of duplicacy or too much of hypocrisy, then you're not going to have it forever. You're going to lose it one day or another. It's not going to last, and you are not going to get the bliss out of it. So that's it. Thank you for staying with us. I hope you enjoyed it. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi.